Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's a joy to come before you and your Word once again today as we're studying through this book of Galatians and, Lord, learning more and more about your grace and your willingness to be with us and to give us what we need to live in this life. And so we pray today that you will guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit. Teach us more about you, your Son, Jesus, and your ways. And Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to live according to those ways, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Blessing and Promise. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 14. As Paul the Apostle continues his discourse to the church members in Galatia, we are learning a lot about the difference between living under God's grace and living under the law. The law has built within it a curse, which Jesus bore upon himself when he died upon the cross. Because he did this, we now may enjoy the unmerited favor of God simply by believing in Jesus' substitutionary work. Paul continues to share more of the benefits of Jesus' work as he employs the example of Abraham once again to show us additional blessings and a promise that is given by God's Spirit. He wrote in chapter 3 and verse 14 of the book of Galatians that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Paul spoke of Jesus dying on the cross and taking the curse of the law upon himself in verse 13 of chapter 3. And now he adds the reason why, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. The reason the Gentiles have benefited from the gospel of grace is because God deemed it that way. In blessing Abraham years before, God said, "In you shall all nations be blessed." We see that in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 18. It was our Heavenly Father who had the plan all along. And ever since Adam and Eve sinned against God by eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which separated them from God by sin, God has been working to redeem everyone who will come to him, back to himself. The blessing of Abraham is available to all because of Jesus Christ, and now those who are Gentiles are welcome to participate in the blessing as well. Paul continued that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. It is God's design that we might receive the promise of His Spirit. God desires that we have fellowship with Him, and by promising His Spirit to those who believe, He brings people back into a relationship with Him. Without the fulfillment of the law and someone perfect paying the price for the curse of the law, we would all be outsiders. No one could have a relationship with God, and the Spirit of God would not be available. However, because of Jesus' finished work on the cross, we may now receive, lay hold on, and take what is available, the promise of the Spirit. Our Heavenly Father now waits for only one thing, and that one thing is that we will submit to His providential plan and honor the gift of His Son's sacrifice. Do we make the blessing and promise of God difficult? Do we impose laws upon ourselves and others that would put both we and them under a curse should they attempt to follow them? Is there freedom, blessing, and promise anywhere in our vocabulary and minds as we ponder these things about God and ourselves? If so, then we are well on our way to a wonderful relationship with God. And if not, we will only find ourselves either self-righteous or at a distance from God's Spirit, which no one can enjoy. Next time, we will see how no one can add to God's covenant of grace. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.